Welcome to podcast 332 of Five Star Potential, your weekly Football Manager podcast. And if you're listening to this on release day, Dave, take it away.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Joe, a.k.a. Friday Night FM, Paul, a.k.a. Mad FM, and Dave, a.k.a. the Rainbow Club Enthusiast. Welcome, gentlemen.
Curtie likes this.
Oh, my word.
How is everybody?
He's got the T-shirt.
Very well, mate. Very well.
Well, on this week's pod, we're going to have a quick chat about our saves. Then we're going to crack on to Open the Cheese and the Sergio Busquets as we have a little Christmas Day quizzes. So, gentlemen, I hope you are all well after our weekend away in London. Any stories?
Four stories. We had to climb up every bloody time we went back because you broke the lift.
Duke broke the lift.
I did not break any lifts. I'll tell you one thing I did do is I stunk a few lifts out, but I didn't break a lift. Me and Joe had some fun times in a lift, including the one with the really old lady, Joe. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. She laughed at your joke.
Yep. That's why I remember that. That's on the fridge. So that's why I'll never forget that one.
What, the old lady? It ended up.
The jar on the shelf, bless her. Let's move on before we incriminate ourselves anymore, shall we?
Can we not talk about the dogs outside the stadium?
Yeah, the dags.
Oh, my ear. Yeah.
Paul Madden. Drugs cartel. Oh, yes. Getting done by the sniffer
dags. I will not be invited back to the London Stadium anytime soon, I would think.
No. It was difficult for me as well.
It was difficult for you. I genuinely believe that I thought Paul wasn't getting him. I genuinely think he wasn't getting him.
He's got ages. Nice, man.
For context, maybe. I was walking, the four of us were walking in just to the last turnstile, and there was two people with the sniffer dogs just hanging around, and this dog just kind of came over, and I was like, oh, there's a dog there. And then he just jumps straight up and just starts like going crazy beside my pocket, which had a pair of gloves in there.
Bloodhound.
Literally. The lady holding the dog just came over with the most serious face on her, and she was like, okay, you're going to have to come over here now for a little bit, and you're going to have to show your ticket to this man, and then you're going to have to go to... And I was like, what the hell is going on?
And then we're going to finger your bum.
Yeah. And that would have made it worth it, at least.
might have made it better. She was a lovely-looking lady, so you never know.
So, yeah, okay, that was a
traumatic. Let's move swiftly on.
What about Dave wanting to fight Sean Ryder?
Oh, no.
Never seen Dave want to fight someone so badly that he wouldn't have been able to reach.
But I have to admit, that was very frustrating. And I'm not a Wolves fan. I'll add some context to this. So there was just a old-headed Sean Ryder lookalike in the home end, right next to the away fans. And he didn't really give much shit. All he did was just very loudly cackle at everything that the away fans gave to him. And it got a little bit on my tits, to be honest.
He wouldn't stop laughing. It was,
Dave and many Wolves fans got proper triggered, weren't they? And it worked. I mean, it absolutely worked. At one point, a woman come down.
I was going to say, he's twinning the away and was like, I'm going to cut him. I was like, all right, mate.
Who's my twin?
Not your twin. The other geezer.
The old ball geezer
that was walking down.
Yeah. And then when he walked down, he nearly tripped over. It was just mental. And then, it was an experience to be with the Wolves fans, wasn't it? Let's be honest. I'm not sure.
I mean, their best retort was, does she take it up the arse to his missus? So...
Yeah.
Big fan. And
what was her response?
That was on the 92nd minute, wasn't it? Yeah. It took that long to come up with that.
Would you like to know? Yes, that's why they're singing.
I thought she was here. Yeah. Okay, I think that's incriminated us all there. So we'll move on. Save updates. David, on the train, down and up.
Yeah,
you got both.
And in the Airbnb.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, on the Sunday morning.
A few hours,
Played a little bit, yeah. Started off the second season. I am still at SuperSport United. I think I mentioned sort of on last week's pod that I just wanted to clean the squad up a little bit. Like, financially, it was just all over the place, really. I've gone against myself a little bit in terms of a wage structure, and I've spent quite a lot on certain players. But I'm four games into the league season, 1-2, lost two. I've signed some all right players. I think my squad is in a much stronger place than what it was at the end of last season. I mean, just very quickly looking at the transfers, there was one player called, what was his name? Called Grant Marjaman. So he's pretty good. I mean, on a lot of people's saves, if you're like maybe a lower end Premier League or maybe top end championship level club, I would say have a look at some of the South African players. So he was in the last year of his contract, didn't want to renew. So I sold him for 350K. So that gave me a lot of flexibility financially in the transfer window. Biggest sign I would say is Arturo Vidal. Obviously, you boys were sort of there when I confirmed that signing. Still technically and mentally looks phenomenal. Physically not quite there anymore. I mean, his pace is five, but still an unbelievable player. He actually scored a brace on his debut as well. So still a solid signing. He's on about $4,000 a week, which I didn't think was too bad, to be fair. Then Stephen Corker came in as well. So I signed him for $7,000. He's on just under $2,000 a week. But again, just pretty solid, good experienced players, 33 years of age now, and he's starting for me at centre-half as well. And then just bulked out the squad with former South African internationals, or I've just signed a guy who's Uzbekistan number nine. So he's just scored twice on his debut as well. So we're just trying to strengthen the squad in certain areas and just add a little bit more depth. I wanted a bit, obviously I had the young lad that was scoring the goals for me last year, but didn't really have anyone else that I could rely on. So I brought that Igor in from Uzbekistan, and just a whole load of random players, but solid squad. I'm hoping that, you know, in terms of matches, I've not played a huge amount since the last pod, but still got a lot done. So I'm hoping by next week's pod, I mean, I did say a couple of weeks ago by Christmas Day I wanted to win a Champions League, and I'm nowhere near that. So a bit of pressure on for maybe before New Year. But I've got a lot of spare time. I'm hoping to maybe get some streams done. But if not, I'll get a lot of FM played, I think. I just hope that I can hit a bit of consistency and maybe push for continental qualification this year, or at least get some silverware in the bank anyway.
Nice one, brother.
You still have a few days before Christmas, so you could technically still do it. I mean, the pod comes out on Christmas Day.
I would have to have some serious Joe Nichols sessions to get a couple of seasons done, I reckon, before.
Is that your way of saying, Joe, can you come around and do it for me?
No, that's my way of saying when Joe sits down and plays FM, he plays FM. So,
Okay, well, that moves swiftly on to Friday Night FM and his save-up day. How many times have you sat there and played Football Manager, Joe?
Zero.
No.
I have not played this week.
Ah, okay. I did know that, but that's cool. Well, I will go on to Matt, because I'm sure you've played lots.
Just thinking, when did we record last week's pod? Thursday?
Friday.
On Friday. So we recorded Friday, right. Saturday.
Oh. Thursday.
Thursday. And then we went Friday. Yeah.
And then Stretford. Sunday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, so we haven't really had time, to be fair. That's all right. Sorry. Next week. We'll come back next week. Big time. Mad? Nothing from you? Have you sat in an airport? You moaned that you had like 47 hours of travelling to go from Stansted to Ireland, so you must have had some time.
Well, yes, but I didn't bring my laptop. Because Ryanair being Ryanair, I was very limited on how much baggage I was bringing over to see you chaps. So
okay.
I genuinely haven't got the chance to play a lot to it, because Wednesday, like, I went over to the, obviously I told you I was in Newcastle, surprise, surprise, hence why I wasn't on the pod last week. So between going to Newcastle, coming home, and then going to London, it's definitely been like more than a week since I've probably played my save, which is the longest since the game came out for me. So I don't have any fresh updates, but because I wasn't on last week, the biggest updates I can give you was, I think I had said it to you before, we were in season two, actually won the league in season two to make it two seasons in a row. But because of the timing, we were, despite the league being finished, we were still knee deep in the Champions League. We managed, so in the new format, are they calling it the Swiss format? Is that what the name of it is? The Swiss format of the Champions League. We managed to finish, I think it was 14th or 16th to get into a playoff, basically. We finished our last couple of games, beating Milan, I think that was a last-minute goal, And then we got trounced by Barcelona in the Nou Camp. It was 6-1, I think, which you'd expect. And then we had a draw with Dortmund on the last day, which was actually pretty good. And the other weird thing about that was between, so the second last game and last game was Barca and Dortmund. And then there was 42 days gap from like the third last game. So like it was just all really drawn out. You've got January window going on. I had players who had been on loan with us that left at the end of their contracts, which finish in December. So then by the time we've got into January, you're trying to introduce new signings into a team that's literally 80% through a Champions League campaign. So it was all a bit mad. And including that, we lost our best midfielder, which was Oscar Hoyland. Tried to get him in on permanently. Was doing it live on stream. I was too stubborn to agree to the agent who wanted a 2.5 million release fee. We were about to sign him for 1.6. So because I was too stubborn, he shut down the talks. And then 3 days later, the loan ended. So we lost him. That was a bit of
You could have paid him off. As we mentioned, Sterling, you took back with him, mate.
I've got plenty of a left. No comment. So then, yeah, last one of those midfielders. Obviously, we had the new signing, Joe, that we'd made kind of halfway through the season, which was Gustavo Sá from your boys over in Famalicão. So he kind of, you know, still only 18, was thrown into the deep end against Barca. And that was obviously a tough game because we lost 6-1. We have since replaced him with a very young player who is Norwegian, with a very long name I won't read out to you now. And then coincidentally, we signed Oscar's brother, Emil, at the end of his contract. That had been pre-agreed. So out went Oscar and then in came his brother, Emil, but they don't play in the same position, sadly. So we got into the playoff of the Champions League knockout round and we drew Brighton. And unfortunately, they trounced us in the first leg. I think it might have been 3. And that was in Brighton. And second leg, I can't remember, but I think we were drawing and then may have conceded at the end. So we ended up exiting the Champions League playoff, but that was a hell of a run for us. The money that brings in, every time we won a game in that league, we were getting over 2 million in that group stage. So I have a hell of a window to basically clear out. And that's basically where I left off to save, is looking at bringing in some more players. And that's where I'll be picking up, I suppose, on the day of recording. Today is a Tuesday, so I'm hoping to have streamed at least once by the time this pod is live, and then it'll be Christmas.
Did you win in the league? Did you still have to qualify for the Champions League proper?
So what, the winning the Swedish league, I mean, it's all a bit delayed. So we won the league in season one, mm-hmm. and that gets us into the second. Basically, you got to play 3 games to get into the Champions League group stages. So it's all knockout,
yeah. So that's
knockout,
like in Portugal. So the winner goes into the group stage. The second place has to go into the playoff. But what I was wondering is, obviously, because you're earning a few quid now, are you going to start buying from the other Swedish teams to try and improve them? Mm-hmm. Because obviously, the higher your coefficient, you could get straight into the Champions League proper.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring it up because I'm finding something interesting happening. Obviously, I really want to try and bring in some of the best Swedish players into my team, naturally. But the way, I guess it's the way the Swedish league is, maybe it's the fact that we're based in Stockholm. So like my club is Ike. Our rivals are Hammarby, Djurgårdens, and I think Häcken and IFK. They really don't want to sell players to me. And I went in, there was one player I was going in and his value, again, roughly was something like between 2 and 6 million or something like that. And when I've made the bid, they wanted 15. And that's because they are our arch rival. So they're having, it's hard to concentrate because if you're looking at YouTube, Joe's just lifting up his Santa beard and having a drink and then putting it down.
Bosh.
Wrecks the illusion,
so
the, but okay.
Those clubs are very reluctant. So like they're arguably some of the best clubs in there. I think Malmo are one of our, not our direct local rivals, but like a, you know, competition rival. And we have signed one or two players from there. So it's hard to get their best players out and even give them the money because they want silly money. I think it's because we're an arch rival of theirs, I suppose. So we've signed quite a few young players from some of those teams. It's a bit easier to get them out. And then we're not limited to Swedish players. So I think the next, like the evolution of this team and the objective of the save is to improve the Swedish coefficients and lift the league, but also, you know, keep having us do well in Europe and in the Champions League. So I think we're going to try and just keep lifting the caliber of player as well, you know, including bringing in players from overseas. Not too many, but just trying to get a really good balance. Because, like, when you go into play some of these teams, you know, we were playing, I had Milan, we had Dortmund, we had Barcelona. Like, we lost to Fenerbahce. We beat Man United, for example. So, like, there is a huge gap. I think we overperformed, mainly because of the boy Jonah, the wonder kid Jonah, who we tied in on a new contract. He has Man United, Arsenal, and Liverpool now sniffing around him, by the way. So it's not easy. I think that the league, I feel confident to say that we should be challenging for the league every year. And, like, I wouldn't be, you know, in previous saves, I would have been a bit kind of irritated or maybe get bored if it found it too easy or was winning a lot of leagues. But because the Champions League presents such a challenge, and especially that whole timing of it, because it just breaks everything up mid-season and pre-season, we're still doing group games, it's all over the place. So yeah, time will tell, I guess. And the next step really is probably improving our defense, and it's hard to get really, really good center backs in, I'm finding, at this level. That's probably where we are.
And lots of challenges there, mate. But it sounds like you're doing well. You're pushing on. And that's always good to hear. And of course, we'll love to see you live this week. And you, Dave. I can give you a quick little update on mine. We went live today, which was Tuesday last week. And we started the season. And yeah, a bit weird, really. A bit frustrating, I have to admit. But we're 3 wins from 4. And we are just conceding quite a few goals, but we're creating a hell of a lot of chances. We did a lot of work in pre-season, but not enough by the looks of it. So we've tweaked a few things going into the games, but I'm really kind of torn between playing that number 10 and playing that number 4, because it just seems to be, when we're sat back deep, we're not conceding, but we're not generating a huge amount of chances. When we go and play the 10, we're actually generating decent chances, scoring goals, but we're also leaking at the back. So I've got to do a bit of balancing work there, in my opinion. But a good early start. Like I said, we're up to 3rd in the league. A young lad who I want to put some eyes on, to be honest, because he's been awesome since we brought him in. He's actually starts in the Deportivo junior team, so the 19s. A chap called David Mella. He's a left winger, and he's got 16 determination, and he has just been incredible for me. In the 3 games in the league, he's averaged a 7.5. You know, he's one of the youngest players. £55 a week. he creates a hell of a lot of chances for us. Really good little player. So I'd recommend people checking him out on their saves to see how he gets on. But yeah, we're doing bits, and we just need to try and sort out that defense. But we should win this league, like I said. I think we mentioned it last week that we were like 91 to 1 on to win this league. So we should win it, really. So hopefully, once we get into the groove of things and kind of tighten up that defense, we should be fine. But I mean, we're talking about creating 30 chances in a game and not scoring. You know, we had an XG in the first game. We lost 1-0. They had one shot on goal, and we had an XG of 3.27, 9 on target, 26 shots. Their goalkeeper played an 8.0. It just wasn't meant to be. But we need to try a bit harder, tweak it a bit more. I will give a good shout out to Joe. Joe noticed something in my tactic early on, a bit earlier than I noticed it, to be fair. We were wasting a few crosses going back post. By the time he'd written it out, we kind of decided it was a good idea. And then, yeah, confirmed that was a good idea. And we actually saw some really good positive changes from it, didn't we, Joe? We saw some goals created.
Well, you're playing on attacking, which is obviously high risk. So that's why you're conceding goals. And then you just literally, your wingers are just floating balls to the back post.
We were playing on positive, but yes, they were.
He was on attacking when I said that.
When we were trying to push for goals, we were on attacking, yes. That's when we were losing. But we were on positive mainly. That's our main set.
Attacking is high risk, right? So if you're doing that and you haven't got players that have got the ability to match the risk, that's when I always think you're making silly mistakes. Whereas if you just keep it solid and use your team instructions, that's how you can be beneficial, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you highlighted quite a good one straight up from the bat, right? The fact that this whipping the ball over, just floating the balls in, were just being wasted. We weren't winning headers. We just weren't doing anything. And then we started hitting the low crosses in, and it was finding a guy on the penalty spot, and he was laying it off for a good chance, at least a shot on target nonetheless. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Good work.
Does that club have a fairly high reputation, even if they're in a slightly lower league?
Do you we have a very high rep still. I'm probably one of the higher reps in the league.
They're a bottom half, top tier team still, in terms of the type of player they've got, the stature of the club.
Yeah.
Transfer budget. They've actually got a transfer budget.
Yeah, we had £1 million going into the transfer window, yeah.
So does your media prediction to win? Would it be expectations to win the league?
I mean, he said that they're 1-90 on, mate.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I missed that. Apologies.
Yeah, no, we are.
No pressure. No pressure, dude.
Do your own work before the quiz and you would have heard that.
I'm still traumatised from a certain penalty shootout. Not to mention,
it wouldn't be the penalty shootout. You've got to be traumatised. It's probably what happened before. We're
Sunday night rejection.
True that.
I don't need to pause, but I'm going to make that just sit there for a little bit longer than I have to. we are the highest salary by almost double. We are definitely one of the highest attendances by four times. So there's a lot, we're getting 28,000 average, and then the next team is 7K. So, we've got some bits here. We are stacking the people through the door. In the second division, we would be second in the average attendances. So we've got the fans. We've got fans. We're just not got the manager there yet. So fingers crossed. Very soon, that will come. We're going to come in. Dave, quiz time.
Yeah, boy. Christmas quiz. Obviously, the last few weeks when we've done the career path game. Oh, sorry. When I've done a quiz, I've done a career path game. I was going to do a mix of sort of pod favourites and random players, but I think I'll save that for...
So, man's not in it then.
I'll save that for... the next time I do the quiz, but today is a Christmas themed quiz. I've got 10 players with a career paths, and basically their name will have a Christmas theme to it. So nice and easy.
For the out of context chat. Podcast crew, if you've watched Dave and Curtis' Christmas quiz, there's some tenuous links about to happen.
I think there's only, and you'll all know which one it is. I think there's only one in here which is tenuous, but I'm not doing, for context.
Santos, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain.
All of these have got their names are Christmas related. I haven't got I don't want to ruin maybe one of your quizzes. I haven't got Slay Given or Pepe Reindeer. None of that shit. So, yeah. Anyway. Right. First player. Started his career at Sevilla B.
Dupe. He's just Navas.
Yeah, he's got it. It's a tapping. Dude, I think that's your first ever career path one.
I'm quitting. I'm leaving. I'm walking away.
Sevilla B. Sevilla moved to Manchester City, and of course now he's back at Sevilla. Slightly tough one. I say slightly. It's probably the toughest one on the list. Started his career at Feyenoord. Went on loan to NAC Breda. Then moved to Celtic. Then he moved to Ajax.
Mad? It's definitely not this guy. Snow? Evander Snow?
It is Evander Snow. Yeah, great shout. Big shout.
These lads have been researching their Christmas 11s.
No, he was in my Christmas quiz last year, I'd say, for the year before.
Next one. Started his career at Tortosa. Then moved to Royce. Then played for Girona. Then moved to San Andreo. Then moved to Terrassa. Then he played for Swansea City. And then he finished his career at Queen's Park Rangers. So the key ones are Swansea and QPR.
Oh, thanks, mate. I didn't get that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think you were going to get it with flipping Terrassa and San Andreo.
Just like the very first club, who and where are they? Are we allowed to ask?
Yeah, Tortosa, they're Spanish. The player is Spanish, if that helps at all.
Oh, mad.
Mad.
It's Angel something.
Oh, I know. Dupe. Yeah.
It's Angel Rang, Angel Rangel.
It is Angel Rangel, 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 yeah. Rangel. Angel Rangel.
Angel Rangel.
Yeah. Well done, Matt.
Oh, dear.
Next one. Started his career at Hradec Kralov, then moved to Slavia Prague. Then he played for Marseille, where he played for Panathinaikos and Hearts on loan. Then he moved to Southampton. Then he moved to Hertha Berlin on loan. Then he moved back to Slavia Prague. He then played for Larissa. He then moved back to Hearts. Then he played for Dundee United. Then he moved back to Slavia Prague.
You like that place?
Man just wanted to go home. Like.
Then he played for Mladá Boleslav. Then he moved back to Scotland to play for Raith Rovers. And then he finished his career at FK Pribram.
Oh, dear.
Obviously, the key ones on there. Play on loan for Hearts and Southampton as well. He's probably where he's most well-known in England.
And it sounds like he's from Czech.
Correct. He's a Czech player.
Oh, dear.
The Christmas link.
I think I know the... No. Matt, I'm going to guess the Christmas word.
Yeah.
Carol?
Wrong.
Okay.
So the Christmas link might confuse you because we normally refer to him as a nickname. As his first name is normally a shortened version of what his actual name is. No, definitely. We're skipping. Five.
No.
Pass.
It was Rudolf Skatchel.
Not a clue. I'll be honest with you there.
Yeah, you've heard of Rudy Skatchel, huh? Or Skatchel, or well, I don't know how you want to pronounce it.
Well, that was tough.
Midfielder, play for, yeah. Next one, started his career at Wimbledon. And he moved to Charlton. It is Jason Yule.
reference that was mentioned before the pod.
Yeah. Joe was like wheeling off all these names and I was like, shut up, Joe.
Shut up, Joe.
This player started his career at Newcastle United.
Joe.
Oh, no.
Joe.
Andy Carroll.
It is Andy Carroll. Yeah.
Joe's been researching. Mate,
it was going to be Andy Carroll, or I saw one earlier that said Nile Manger.
No. No. Carty wouldn't even do that one.
So, yeah, Newcastle, Preston on loan, Liverpool, West Ham on loan, West Ham, Newcastle, Reading, West Brom, Reading, and Omion.
He's been bagging it over there, by the way.
Waller.
Shout out to him.
He's doing all right. Yeah. I think every goal he scores is an absolute banger, though, to be fair.
Yeah, Baguette League.
Next one. Started his career at Santos.
Joe.
No one said it. No one said it.
Neymar North Star.
It is Neymar North Star. Again, for context. For context, me and Curty years ago did a Christmas themed draft and he picked Neymar. And I said, what relevance has that got to do with Christmas? And he said, Neymar North Star.
Mate, if you've got the time, edit that clip into this.
Yeah, I'll put it in now.
It was the worst.
All right, free to go. All to play for. Next player started his career at Shamrock Rovers. And he moved to Waterford United on loan.
I'm literally waiting for two that he hasn't said yet.
Then he moved to Dunfermline Athletic. Then he moved to Dundee United. Then moved to Reading. Then Leeds. Moved to Ipswich Town on loan. Then moved to Ipswich Town permanently. Then moved to Southend United.
Oh, mate.
Then moved to Portsmouth. Then he moved to Wigan. And then he ended his career at Waterford.
Oh,
it's weird because no, I'm
going to say one of them English ones again. I think I know it is. I'm just going to say it. Noel Hunt.
Yeah. It is Noel Hunt.
Oh, of course.
I was just looking at his career. Yeah. So like, obviously Irish link with Mad. Obviously Joe, you're pretty close to like Southend and Ipswich. And then he was also caretaker manager at Swindon, dude.
So, oh, yeah.
Obviously a fan of the pod. It was Noel Hunt though. Final two. Hunt. Next one, started his career at Wimbledon. Then he moved to Grebbestads on loan. Then he moved to Chelsea.
Big move.
Then he played for Leicester City.
Mad.
Mad.
Dennis Wise.
It is Dennis Three Wise Men.
Gosh.
Final one.
Is this going to be Bournemouth's top scorer?
Steve Fletcher. No, he's currently the president at Como, Dennis Wise.
Oh, yeah.
He can stay there.
Next one. Started his career at Olympia. Then moved to Bayern Munich.
Joe.
Mad.
Roque Santa Cruz.
It is Roque Santa Cruz. I think I actually used him on a quiz a few weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, I was expecting
I'm sorry.
I had Santi Cazorla already.
Yeah, but that was Santa. And Angel Di Maria. That's why I used Angel Rangel to mix it up a little bit. But
I was waiting for Gift Orban. You know that?
Yeah, sorry, lads.
He doesn't know who he is.
I do. I mentioned him before we started. Joe with 5, Mad with 3, and Dupe, I'm impressed. You got 1, mate. So
I literally have 3 names in my head, and that was the first one to come out. So
I come from behind on that one. I was like, I'm not actually getting one of these.
Well, let's give Joe a rest and get Joe to be quizmaster. Joseph.
Oh, are you sure, mate? Because this is a good one. This people will want to play this at home, I'm sure. It's that good. So it's a Who Am I quiz. So, and to give you an example, if I said 19th of December 2023, Carabao Cup game, I played right back for Newcastle and I missed the penalty. Who am I?
I didn't watch actually. Matt, who is it?
Rez.
Stop ruining Christmas, Joe.
Okay. but you get the idea, yeah? So I'm going to give you an example of a football match and you have to guess the player, okay?
Okay,
bring it.
We start off with an easy one. They're all related to Football Manager, in my opinion. They've all been like FM Wonder Kids to a degree. Okay, so there is an FM reference to it. So if you think hard, you would be able to get it. And I think the clues will be there or thereabouts. All right, so we're going to crack on. I'm going to get my book out here so I can score you as well because I'm not used to this quiz responsibility. Right.
All right, I'm expecting big things here.
Question number one. The 2019 Copa Libertadores final saw Flamengo play River Plate in a game that ended 2-1 to Flamengo. I played as a lone striker for the winning team and scored both goals. Who am I? That was Dupe.
Gabriel Barbosa.
1 point.
Oh, I thought that was too easy.
I was expecting that to be...
I could have made it hard, but what's the point?
No.
In 2016, in the fucking Azerbaijani league, someone played right wing. Guess who I am?
Yeah.
Right, not going to happen, is it?
Dave signed him for his penalty.
Yeah, that's why I knew on the penny.
Question number two. Saturday, 17th of April, 2021. Wolves versus Sheffield United. I am Sheffield United's number 4.
Dupe. Sanji Burge.
No. Dave. John Flick. Nah.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Yeah, you're seeing the Wonder Kidness, the links here, yeah? So it's not that difficult.
Kind of a Wonder Kid.
It's a good one there. Okay. Yeah, we going, boys?
Yeah,
flicking out.
Question number 3. Leading the game 3-0, and with the opposition watching the championship slip away, this Brazilian striker helped his team come back to win 4-3, scoring a brace in the process.
We've got a date or not?
Leading the game 3-0, and with the opposition watching their championship slip away, this Brazilian striker...
Dave. Oh, no.
Dave.
No, Mad. I've got it. No, I'm out. No.
Yeah? Mad.
Adriano?
Incorrect. FM Wonder Kid, not Pez.
Mad.
He's going to... Dupe, do you want to go before Mad has another go?
Yeah, just read it again, mate. I get this.
No.
I know.
Leading the game 3-0, and with the opposition watching their championship slip away, this Brazilian striker helped his team come back to win 4-3, scoring a brace in the process.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll pass.
The floor is open.
Mad.
Dave.
Mad.
No, go on, Mad.
Mad.
Oh, Dupe.
Mad's already.
Kerrison.
No. Oh, Dave. Mate, I thought it's easy. Dave.
Jesus, Gabriel Jesus.
No. Clues?
Mad.
Clues?
Mad.
All right, Mad, go on.
Mad. Wagner Love.
No. Clues?
Wagner Love.
Yeah.
Brazil. This year.
I know who. I can't think who it is, though.
Mad.
I know.
Mad.
No.
Dave?
Game.
No, I can't think.
Go on then, Mad. Put us out of our misery.
Endrick?
It is Endrick.
Oh.
Endrick Lamar.
Oh, well, that's not the game I thought it was.
Endrick Lamar.
I thought that'd be the easy one, mate, because it was like literally last week.
I was stuck back in the Wonder Kid Hall of Fame, like trawling in the archives of my mind.
Well, you want to go back old school. This is a game I was actually at. Okay, so this is a good one. London 2012 Olympics, Wembley. Eventual winners Mexico played Senegal in a game that went to extra time. I scored the third goal for Mexico playing in the number 10 role.
Mad. Carlos Fierro?
No.
Dupe. Carlos Vela?
No.
Playing in the number 10 role.
2012.
Mad.
FM.
Chicharito?
No.
Dave. It feels like you'd be almost too old for it. Andres Guardado?
No.
You could have old players.
Right. So. Some of my previous clubs include Ipswich Town and Galatasaray.
Mexican for Ipswich Town.
All of you will know this player, by the way.
Ipswich, having a Mexicana.
No, it's
easy. Not Scooby, man.
I have a footballing brother.
Mexican.
I played for Barcelona.
Dave. Dos Santos.
Giovanni Dos Santos.
Yeah. Play for Ipswich.
Of course it is.
On loan from Spurs.
Wow.
You like that, didn't you? I told you you'd all know it.
I never
knew he played for anything here.
There you go, man. Right. On to the next one. It's 2021, but we're at the Euro 2020 final between Italy and England. Luke Shaw opened the scoring for England, only for Italy to equalise through Bonucci and eventually win a penalty shootout. I was playing for the winners and was substituted off after 96 minutes.
Dupe? Barella?
No.
Mad. Fede Chiesa?
No.
Dave.
Oh!
Scamacca?
No.
Dupe? Bellotti?
No.
Mad. Berardi?
Who?
Domenico Berardi?
FM Wonder
Dupe,
Kid.
Dupe!
Dope.
Bastoni?
No.
Dave?
Pescara?
Tonali?
No.
Oh, I know who he is.
Oh, the fucking... I can see him.
I can't really tell you much more. I'm saying Pescara's...
Mad.
Kit.
No, hardly. I'm stuck on Pinamonti in my head, but it's not him. It's someone... It's there.
He played in the final. He is probably up there with probably one of the highest paid players in that Italian side.
Dave. Verratti.
Verratti.
Yeah.
Verratti.
Oh, I was thinking younger. Okay.
See where they're going with these, though? They're all FM1
kids,
mate.
It's good. Yeah, it's just got to get on your mindset, haven't we?
I thought I'd change this.
This quiz took me a while to do, mate. So this is...
You're on quiz
some research here, mate. Fuck that, mate. Right, next question. June 2016, and it's the Copa America final. Lionel Messi missed a penalty in the shootout that led to Argentina losing. I was on the opposition team, and I won the golden ball for the tournament.
Dupe. Alexis Sanchez.
Fucking what shout.
Just remember the meme. Do you remember the meme?
Yeah. As soon as I wrote that, I thought, if someone remembers the meme, they'll get
this. That's what I went for. That's literally what I went for.
Dupe and memes.
Shout out.
Throwback now, mate. 23rd of June 2011, and it's the Copa Libertadores final. Neymar is the star man in the team playing against Peñarol. We win the game 2-1, and I play in the number 10 for the winning team.
Dave. Ganso.
It's fucking Paolo Di Ganso.
Oh, mate.
Well done, dude. David.
That's a hell of a shout.
That's a shout. Cheers, because he's played for Sao Paulo as well. He's done well there. Done very well. Next question. Bringing it a bit more, you know, it's only 6 years ago, this one. 26th of November, 2017. Chinese FA Cup final between Shanghai SIPG and Shanghai Shenhua. We lost the game on the day, but won on away goals against a team that contained Oscar and Hulk. I am their number 13.
Dupe.
Oh,
no. He's not FM Wonder Kid.
Mad. Freddie Guarin.
He's fucking knocked it out of park.
Oh, is it?
Big shout. Freddie Guarin.
Big shout out.
Had to get one.
See, you like that, didn't you?
I enjoy that one.
The next three that I've got here, I've got links to you guys.
Yeah, we better get these boys.
Okay. 2nd of March 2022. Kazakhstan Super Cup between Tobol and Kyrat. I play left wing and wear the number 11 shirt, a shirt number worn by an icon of the team I signed for in 2009.
We might need that again.
Right.
What? Who are we trying to get?
Kazakhstan Super Cup between Tobol and Kyrat. I play left wing and wear the number 11 shirt. A shirt number worn by an icon of the team I signed for in 2009.
Dave. This is a mad shout. And I don't know if Zoran Tosic.
Mate, you've fucking pulled that out of the bag.
Oh my God.
Dave, as a party.
Like random athlete.
Signed to United.
Number 11 is obviously Giggsy, and he was at United, isn't he?
Mm. So, I had Giggsy and you know, but I would have never have got sorry.
Dave, you've won the quiz, mate. I ain't even gonna.
Yeah, I don't think we're top that.
That the next two are fairly easy, and that was the one I thought. That's the one that they'd be like, yeah, I need the teams, and I had CSKA Moscow, FC Köln, and Partizan, and I thought someone would get it then, but that's a shout, mate. I'm very impressed.
Go on, boys.
21st of August, 2019, Leeds United versus Brentford. I scored the only goal of the game on my championship debut, and I was assisted by Helder Costa.
Dave.
Can we have it again, Joe?
I'll read it again and then you can answer, Dave.
Yeah.
Leeds United versus Brentford. I scored the only goal of the game on my championship debut, and I was assisted by Helder Costa.
Eddie Nketiah.
It's Eddie Nketiah.
Oh, that's a shout. I was going to go Bamford. Great shout.
Wonder Kid. He's not a thing.
He's the Wonder Kid.
Romping it here as a party, by the way.
I'm probably thinking,
yeah, it is.
I'm thinking Patrick Roberts.
Smash this. In the 2017-28 season, 2017-2018 season, my first for the club, I played 42 times and scored 6 goals. All 6 goals were scored from outside of the box.
Dave.
I had Mad first then.
Sandro Tonali?
Oh,
incorrect.
Dave.
Ah.
Dave.
Ruben Neves.
It's Ruben Neves.
Yeah.
This man has got it on lock.
He's done well there.
I don't know many things, but for some reason my photographic memory of like players' history on FM must be one of those things.
Well, that's the end of the quiz, guys. And it's no surprise that Dave's won that. That was.
Oh, was it?
Fair play, Dave.
Gabigol, John Fleck, Endrick, Giovanni De Santos, Marco Verratti, Alexis Sanchez, Ganso, Freddie Guarin, Zoran Tosic, Eddie Nketiah, Ruben Neves.
How many did I get?
Dave Azzopardi was 7. 7-11.
Wowzer.
And like Dave.
Take that, boys.
Awesome.
There you go. Mate, okay. Well done.
Jeez, yeah, no. I think we can't understate how good that is, because that shout's amazing, Joe. Dave.
He's come out with some ballers there.
Zoran
fucking
Tosic. There was just someone I always used to sign FM. I don't know why.
He's pulled that out of the bag, because that one I thought, that's so random.
Even the Ganso one was a deal. I'm happy with that shout as well.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan Super Cup. Wait, to be fair, the Chinese FA Cup one was pretty good as well.
Yeah, that one I was impressed with. I'll have to know. Okay. Ready. I shall take over. Okay. So mine is, it's quite simple, I'll be honest. It's just what football club links these two players. So when did they play together? There was some stipulations in there. But one thing I do want you to do, because there was 14 questions plus a 15th bonus one. The only way you get the bonus one is if you remember or make a note of each club that we go for the answers, and then you'll get the last one. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, for example, it's like, where did Ruben Neves and Raul Jimenez play together? Right? Simple. Yeah. It's Wolves, so you'd make a note of Wolves. Yeah. Okay, so question number one. Where did, obviously shout your name out, and you'll know the answer, so you've all got a chance to get the last one. Where did Sean Wright Phillips and George Weir play two games alongside each other? Mad.
Man City.
Manchester City is correct. So that's number one. See, easy. Question number two. Where did we see Nigel Martin and Mikel Arteta line up together? Dave?
Everton.
Everton is correct. Well done, David. They do get harder, trust me. Number three, where did we see Thomas Gravenson and Zinedine
Dave? Mad.
I'm going to give that to Joe.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid is correct. Okay. Right, ready to get a bit harder? This one's not harder. Where did we see Pep Guardiola and Totti play just two games? Joe.
Mad. Roma.
Roma is obviously correct. Because he's only played twice there. He's only ever played there. Question number five. When I say Ryan Mason and Stephen Corker, you may straight away think Tottenham. However, in the two... Joe?
Swansea.
Is incorrect. Mad?
York City.
Dave.
Is incorrect.
Dave. Hull.
Is incorrect.
Ooh.
However, in the 2009-10 season, they were sent on loan together to a then League One side, now a National League South side.
Dave.
But which, Dave?
Yeovil.
Yeovil is correct.
Raging.
I know where you're going with these teams.
This is why we did with York. Fucking York City.
This is why. So it should help you for the harder questions.
Okay, I get
you. If you haven't followed at home, then we'll see who's a good
one
at the
merry.
End.
All right, if you're at home, we're on merry.
Question number six. Aaron Ramsey and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank shared a changing room for one season. But what team did that changing room... Joe.
Cardiff.
That is correct. That's really putting me off.
That's why I didn't answer Cardiff.
I was scratching my beard. Sorry.
We see Ruud van Nistelrooy and...
Dave? Hamburg
is correct, Dave. And obviously it was Son. Played four games together, which is quite impressive.
Dave is literally banging the quiz tonight. This never happens.
This is why he does the quiz. Okay, question number eight. Charlie Adam came on as a sub, replacing Dave.
Reading.
Incorrect. Let me finish because this is
mad.
Okay, I won't finish mad.
I know what it is now.
Oh, God. Rangers.
Rangers is correct. Charlie Adam came on as a sub replacing Ronald de Boer late on to line up alongside Frank de Boer. But at which club?
I'd be impressed if they were at Reading, to be fair.
Question number nine. I need to check the answer on this one. Okay. Manchester United lined up with Ashley Young and Lukaku for 2 years. But where did these two... Joe?
Inter Milan.
Inter Milan is correct. Where do these two join up again next? Question number 10. Where did Rakitic and Ozil play?
Oh, Matt.
I think that was a Joe.
Sevilla?
It's not. Incorrect.
Oh, no, Schalke. Fuck.
Dave.
It's correct. Yeah,
okay. I just void that point.
No, post, I feel like we got to give that to Joe. Joe is correct.
No.
Nobody else showed.
I got it wrong.
Dave Schalke.
Okay.
Dave was in
point
there,
for me and Dave.
No. Dave took. It was at the back post, mate.
Let's just see what the points are at the end of the round.
Question number 11. We're getting closer. We're nearly finished. Where did we see Gareth Bale and Louisa Mad?
Tottenham.
Is correct. Tottenham Hotspur. We saw Louis Saha and Gareth Bale cross paths. Question number 12. Alan Smith and Dele Alli played 3 seasons at the same club. Name that club.
Go on, Matt.
Joe.
Matt, to be fair, Matt said Matt.
I didn't hear Matt's name, so I'll give Matt the shout. You'll get upset.
Joe.
Fuck.
MK Dons.
Stadium MK is the place.
He heard Matt Alan Smith. He was going to say Man U, that's why. So I didn't say anything. Yeah, Matt, course, I heard Matt said Matt.
So.
The worst thing is I had Wimbledon in my head because of that. MK Dons.
Okay. Question number 13. Zlatan was a teammate of
Matt.
Joe.
Oh, do I do the obvious one now or do I go for him on trial at Arsenal?
The thing is, you didn't let me say who his teammate is.
I'll say Arsenal because it's the kind of thing you'd do.
Arsenal is incorrect.
Okay.
Mad? There's still 2 options here.
There is still 2 options here.
I'm going with Ajax.
Ajax is exactly where he was a teammate of Steven Pina, correct?
Yes.
And the last, the penultimate question before I ask you the bonus question, where you all could get a point or two. Where did Where did Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Kurt Zouma play together?
Dave. That wasn't Schalke.
No,
it's not
Schalke.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to go Mad.
Strasbourg.
Is incorrect.
Joe.
Joe, you have the floor.
Saint Etienne
is absolutely bang on correct. Awesome. So, after 3, what was my question going to be? If all the clubs, what does the word spell?
3, 2, 1.
Rainbow
Club.
Hello.
That is correct. I'll give you all a bonus point for the extra one. But it was a very tight game. We had Mad and Dave both on 5 with their bonus points. And then you had Joe out on 7. Great work.
Well done, Joe.
I should have jumped in earlier on some of them. I'm disappointed in myself.
I'll give you a tap in as well.
Yeah, I just,
let me be laughing.
I cannot tell you how long I spent trying to find a fucking why.
That was good.
Honestly,
I
sat there.
I still
forever.
Got it wrong.
I got paid doing it because I did it work. Happy days. Merry Christmas, gentlemen. I had to get a Christmas theme in there somehow.
Good quiz. Good quiz. Second half was quite easy, though.
Yeah. I should have done an anagram way of doing it, but.
Yeah.
My brain, I'm dyslexic. I can barely spell it, let alone get it in a weird way. Right, Maddles, your turn.
Right. I had to slightly change tactic once we all discussed what quizzes we were doing.
Because you've only just wrote it.
Something like that. I won't tell you what it is yet. I want to just ask a quick question. What's the leaderboard like at this stage? Because that might let me kind of just.
Oh, I think Dave's 1-1, Joe's 1-1, and Joe's 1-2, right?
Okay.
So then.
You'll be going first on this one, dude. I can't get any more points here, and I'm screwed. So I'm going to be going around the house. So I'm going to basically go Dupe, then Dave, then Joe, and we'll keep going, and then eventually open the floor. I'm telling you this now because we're going to get started once I name the topic. The theme of this quiz is bottom at Christmas. So I have a list in front of me of all of the teams that have been bottom at Christmas since the Premier League began. There are 23.
Fucking hell.
I'm going to go around the house.
You've only got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Starting from now, Dupe, a team that has been bottom at Christmas.
Derby County.
Gets you a point. Dave.
Wolves.
Gets you a point.
West Brom.
Gets you a point. Dupe.
Norwich.
Gets you a point. Dave.
Leicester.
Gets you a point. Joe.
Sheffield United.
Gets you a point.
Dupe. Swindon Town.
Shout gets you a point. Dave.
Burnley.
Are not on my list. Joseph.
Oldham Athletic.
Oldham Athletic are not on my list. Dupe.
Reading.
Reading gets you a point. And it's Dupe who takes the lead. Dave.
Wigan.
Wigan are not on my list.
Fuck, no.
Ipswich Joe. Town.
Ipswich gets you a point. Shout. Dupe.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth are on my list. That gets you a point. David.
Leeds.
Leeds United are not on
fucking
my list.
Fucking hell.
Joe. Southampton.
Southampton are not on my list. Dupe.
Sunderland.
That team that you just mentioned, who I struggle to pronounce most weeks, are on my list.
I was just going to hear you say it. Who was that?
Dupe is on 100% so far, boys. Dave.
Stoke.
Stoke are not on my list.
I'm fucking struggling here.
Joe.
Leicester.
I said them.
Leicester has been said.
Yeah.
I'll let you go again. I have 12 more on my list.
Back, you know. Crystal Palace.
Ooh.
Crystal Palace are not on the list. Back to Dupe.
West Ham.
West Ham are on my list. Dupe is maintaining his 100% record.
Slightly before my time, Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday are on the list.
Oh, get it. You.
Point, Dave. Joe.
Blackburn.
Blackburn Rovers are on the list. Gets you a point. Shout. Dupe.
Charlton Athletic.
Charlton Athletic gives Dupe his first miss of round. It's opening up, boys. Dave.
Villa.
Aston Villa are on my list. Mm. Gets Dave.
Oh, quite recently. Point.
Joe.
Fulham.
Fulham are on my list. And that's a point for Joe. 7-5-4 are the current scores. With Dupe in the lead. 8 teams left who have been bottom at Christmas in the Premier League era. Joe. Not Joe. Dupe.
Bradford.
Bradford are on the list. And Dupe's back on the scoreboard. David.
Blackpool.
Ooh.
Blackpool.
Bees.
Ian Holloway are not on my list.
Oh, wow, okay.
Back to Joe.
Who's the door you went? Ah, okay.
Hull City.
Hull City are a shout because they are on the list, and that gives Joe a point. Dupe. 5 to go.
Anyone's, I don't know if anyone said it now. I've got confused to who said who. I'll go for Forest. Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest are on the list. It's a point for Dupe again. David.
Birmingham City.
Birmingham City are not on the list.
Fucking hell.
Watford.
I can tell you it's a good shout from Joe. Watford are on the list. Gets you a point. We are down to the final three remaining teams. I'm going to... Will I open the floor?
No, we'll go around one more.
Are you happy to go around?
Yeah, we're doing all right, I think. Is it my guy? Cardiff.
Cardiff City are not on the list.
This is a really out there shout. Manchester City.
It's a big shout for people that don't have memories, but unfortunately it's not correct.
No. I knew they were a bit of a, like late 90s, they were sort of up and down, weren't they?
Mm. They went down two divisions at one point, didn't they? They went down twice. Joseph.
Coventry City.
Coventry City are not on the list.
Have we said West Brom?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yes, at the start.
West Ham, West Brom have been said. So I've got three remaining.
Swansea?
And it's Dupe. Swansea City. One more point for Dupe. Good shout.
I think I know both of the last two. Can I go double bubble?
I think I got one.
It's up to Dave. It's up to Dave to prevent.
I mean, I have a shout, but I'd assume it's already been said. Bolton. I think I might have fucking said it.
Joe, what do you think?
I think that's correct.
And there's another B, isn't there?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Definitely correct.
Have we not got Bolton?
Now it's over to you, Joe.
Barnsley.
Mm. What was you going to say then?
Barnsley. They're on my list.
I was going to say then.
There's some teams that aren't on that list. That's mental, you know.
I know. There are loads of teams that are like yo-yo teams. Never been bottom at Christmas.
It's, I mean, as I was building, because I had to use a couple of sources to put it together, but I was surprised that some, like, wouldn't you, like, Coventry and Oldham and all these teams weren't on. So, yes, now I do have one quick bonus question to give somebody. I'll give 2 points for it. I've got Dupe in front on 10, Joe in behind on 8, and Dave on 4.
10 points for this one, then. Mm-hmm. Make it interesting. Fuck it. What's the point? It's Christmas.
Fair point. 10-point question, so it actually is it's worth it. You get one shout each for 10 points. Only one of these teams, is at top of this list for being bottom at Christmas the most times, with 3. So you got to pick one of the teams we mentioned who you think was
Joe.
Bottom at Christmas the most times. So you got you can all have one each, basically.
West Brom.
Joe's going for West Brom. Okay. Dupe.
Let Dave go first. I want to think.
I would have said West Brom too, to be fair.
Can I change? I know it's not.
You can.
Nottingham Forest.
Okay, Joe's I'm sticking West Forest. Brom.
Okay.
Dave is West Brom. And Dupe?
I was thinking West Brom just because of them getting out. I think they might have got out the most times.
I'm going to go. And
then the Big Sam, I think they were bottom as well, aren't
they? You know what? I might go... I like your shouts. Both of your shouts I like. I'm going to go West Ham. I don't think it is West Ham. I can remember they've been at least there once or twice. I don't know if it's been more than that. West Ham.
I can tell you, West Ham have been bottom at Christmas twice.
Oh. Tell you, Irons.
West Brom have been bottom at Christmas twice.
So it's Frost, GG.
Nottingham Forest have been bottom at Christmas.
1 point then. It's 1 point left.
Three times. What a shout from Joe.
Great shout.
That is a massive shout.
That's early 90s. That's why.
They were early
90s going down. They were the proper yo-yo club.
Down.
And that
awesome.
Makes Joe the winner of that round.
So I think that's a tie between dad and son.
Oh, Joe's won 3. I've won 1.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to Joe. Oh, to be fair, the one that Joe didn't win was his own, so he couldn't win that one. So, GG, Joe.
Tough work.
It's nearly the score on Sunday, wasn't it, Dave?
Oh, that very nicely brings us to a close for episode 332. You can find the links for each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com. And as a very special Merry Christmas and a big thank you to the one person that listens to the outros, here is a Steam code for FM24. All the letters are capital letters, so it's Z6W08.
That's a zero.
J. It's a zero. Fuck.
Zulu 6 Whiskey 08 - Juliet Kilo Zulu November 4 - 6 India 8 Victor Bravo.
Bravo, indeed. And fastest fingers first to see who can get that. 5-Star Potential is available to view on YouTube, and you can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and most other popular podcast apps and platforms with a new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Not a Christmas film.
Feliz Navidad.
Who does he play for?